All right, welcome back.
It's June 3rd, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our news banter edition. Welcome to AIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. Look, I'm sorry, but the hot take here is 100% correct. If Kane leads England to World Cup glory this summer, he's immediately the greatest English striker of all time, no debate. Dude spent 2 years in Germany crushing Bundesliga defenses. Of course he's out here saying he wants France or Argentina in the final. He thinks he can walk all over Mbappe or Messi easy.
Whoa, hold on. Are you being serious right now? Come on, look at the track record. Mate, England's won exactly one knockout match against a top five FIFA-ranked side in the last 6 years. One? You're telling me a striker who's never even lifted a Champions League trophy is suddenly going to carry them past the two best teams on the planet? Yeah, right?
That's such a bad take. Come on. His time at Bayern's hardened him, innit? He's not the same guy who missed that penalty against France at the Euros a couple years back. You even gushed about how clinical he was in that Bayern versus Arsenal Champions League tie when we recapped it last month. Don't act like you didn't. And for what it's worth, he said himself in that BR interview he's playing the best football of his career right now.
Wait, hang on. First off, totally unrelated, but I had a mate text me yesterday saying Ten Hag's still fuming he didn't push the Glazers to sign Kane instead of Hojlund, but that's a whole other conversation. No, look. The latest reports out of China earlier today ran a piece saying England's midfield is way too reliant on Declan versus Rice to do literally everything. If he picks up an early yellow against a physical side, they're knackered. Full stop.
Oh, piss off with that random Carrington source. You pulled that off a Reddit shitpost thread. We all know it. Anyway, Kane said the Bundesliga's physicality has got him sharper than ever, right? It is one of those weirdly tense football mornings where everybody is refreshing their phone, right? Fans over there are tweeting nonstop about how he's bullying defenders week in, week out. He's not going to fold if some French or Argentine defender shoves him in the box.
Objectively speaking, you're mixing up Bundesliga mid-table nobodies and World Cup final center backs. That's like thinking you'll tear up a Premier League final because you score hat-tricks every week in your Sunday pub league. Come on, Kane's great, don't get me wrong. But England's still got Southgate in charge. Dude's going to park the bus the second they go 1-0 up against anyone half-decent and invite pressure until they can see. You know that?
I've heard this garbage from you before. You're just mad City never signed Kane, so you're hating on him for no reason. All right, bet? If England make the final and beat either France or Argentina to lift the trophy, you have to wear an England shirt to your local United pub for a full match weekend. If they don't? I'll buy you a year's subscription to whatever weird stats nerd website you use to win arguments with me. That's all for today's episode of AIMNU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.